In this meditative visualization, we will explore the nature of oneness. There are no exercises for you to do. All that is required is for you to sit or lie down and to relax and enjoy. We stress that this is only a journey of the imagination and one possible version of many of how we came to be. Make yourself comfortable and we'll begin. Current scientific thinking is converging with metaphysical wisdom. It is thought that at one time, billions of years ago, every atom of our body was one with every other atom in the universe. This is known as the point of singularity. This is the starting point from which all our golden threads were spun. When the universe began, the first point of formation was the creation of duality, when both particles and antiparticles were created, also waves and anti-waves. Each had the potential to exist or not exist. This was the first seed of possibility. It then took quite a time for everything to settle down and for anything of significance to happen. After 500,000 or so of Earth years, not that years or even time existed then, so it's a little academic, the universe reached a point called first light. It literally illuminated from the Big Bang and became a big flash. The universe started expanding at the speed of light. When things cooled down some more, some of the matter stuck together into big spheres. When enough hydrogen atoms coalesced, stars began shining and heavier elements began to form, first inside the stars themselves, and then later when the stars exploded in supernovae. Even heavier elements were then formed from these cataclysmic exploding stars, which then coalesced into more stars, but this time planets could form out of the denser elements. As planets started to rotate around these second generation stars, they were the first objects by which the clock of time could be measured. Their orbits gave rise to the planet's years, and the speed of their rotation on their axis dictated the length of their days. From the very dawn of star formation, atoms came together to create molecules, and molecules themselves became more complex. Eventually, they evolved so that they could replicate themselves on at least one planet we know of, at the very least. The organic molecules evolved to create self-replicating single-celled organisms, and the separation from oneness was complete. Life was born that had no knowledge of where it had come from. Billions of years later, as the clock of time was now ticking forward, complex organisms consisting of trillions of cells working together in specialist harmony had evolved. Some of them even became self-aware and started to ask where they'd come from in the first place. The soul of the universe had become embodied in the material plane. It was as if the universe had planned this all along. The result was the creation of us. All here now, separate from each other, but made from the same stardust. As the universe became aware of itself, superconsciousness expanded rapidly. We are blessed with the ability to embrace and capitalize on these notions, and even to steer the course of our own personal and collective evolution. So possessing this knowledge, and knowing that your whole neurology can be brought to bear on working out what to do with it, let's go on an inner journey. This inner journey can sow the seeds of what you do next after listening to this meditation. Move your awareness to the center of your brain. And from here, you are at the balance and pivot point between your left and right brains. If your left brain feels the need for more detail, there is a wealth of knowledge available. If your right brain wants to perceive more of the big picture, get a telescope and observe the cosmos. Let your awareness drop to your throat. Perhaps you feel the need to tell people what you've learned. Drop your awareness to your heart center at the bottom of your ribcage. Allow your heart mind to inform you of what to do next, so you can return the love the universe had in creating you back to the oneness from where you came. Drop your awareness so it sits behind your navel. Be directed in your actions by your intuitive center. Be mindful that it is naturally attuned to the intuitive centers of all other life forms. Trust your gut and the guts of others. Now float down past the base of your spine into the seat, sofa or bed beneath you and direct your awareness to the earth below. Be thankful of what the planet you live on provides for you. Water to drink, air to breathe, food to eat and some spectacular views. It is also the home for many others with whom you can enjoy the ride on Spaceship Earth. What other planets orbiting other stars have beings with these same notions? If there are others, we should seek them out. If, however, we are alone in this knowledge, we should cherish it and use it wisely. Until the music fades, but also long after it does fade, muse on this. What has oneness done to help create your big you? And what can your big you do to help the oneness?